Again, this Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And I'd like to begin with a true story. There were three shepherd children in a small town outside of in Portugal, and the town is Fatima. And in 1917, these three shepherd children had a series of visions where our Blessed Mother appeared to them. And so two of the children died pretty early on after the visions. But the third, let me back up a little bit. The Blessed Mother appeared to these three children. And at the second to last vision, the Blessed Mother told these children, go and tell the people of the town to come out the next month, and I will perform a great miracle. And so there was about 70,000 people that came, and a lot of them were atheists and skeptics and journalists. So the fake news isn't something that was just in 2020. Obviously, there were lots of journalists and stuff who were not believing and were already coming out to disprove the Catholic Church and everything, even back in 1917. And so there's 70,000 people at this apparition, and what happened is the sun actually danced in the sky, like darting about and all these sorts of things, and so that everyone knew that there was a miracle that had taken place. There were pictures taken and then articles written in newspapers all over the world. And so you can check out those things online still today. And so again, that, but again, the point is that when, there was three children that our Blessed Mother appeared to. And two of them died pretty quickly after that from tuberculosis and other illnesses. But the oldest, her name was Lucy, and she joined a Carmelite monastery. And in towards the 1990s, as she was getting ready to die, she told a cardinal in the Catholic Church that the final battle between Satan and the kingdom of Jesus will be over marriage and the family. So as we celebrate today, this weekend, the Holy Family, I think it's just important to recognize that we are in the battle of our time, that maybe the last battle, right? Because again, I think we've recognized that marriage has been under attack in the United States for about the last 100 years, but even in our own Catholic Church in recent times, it's even under attack from within the Catholic Church. And so again, I'd just like to kind of reflect on that and just share some reflections. I mean, we have a lot of beautiful readings this morning about marriage and family life, right? And so one of the things I think it's important to recognize is that we have that reading from St. Paul to the Colossians. And he says, you know, wives, be submissive to your husbands. And husbands be, so when we think about authority, I think a lot of times we have this idea of authority meaning like you are allowed to rule over your spouse and your family. But Jesus has a completely opposite understanding of authority, right? We read in another gospel, Jesus says, the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, right? And he's saying that's not the way to do it. Again, Jesus says the Gentiles lord it over them. But Jesus continues on, and he says, but for you, it shall not be that way. He says, whoever would wish to be first among you must become the last and the servant of all. So that is Jesus' understanding of authority, right? Our authority derives precisely in our ability to lay down our lives for our spouse, our families. And so again, I think that's so important that we recognize that one aspect of family life Then a second reflection on family life. I think, again, we have this temptation. I think the devil is always whispering in our ear, you know, particularly in our families, because he wants to destroy every family. So he's just saying, like, hey, don't let that thing that your spouse did or your child did, don't let that go, right? Keep harboring that, but let it fester. And then, but God is, and Jesus is on the other shoulder just kind of saying, let it go, forgive, move forward, and so on and so forth. And so again, I think that's really important just to recognize, again, another thing that we ought to be doing within our families, right? And then just a final thought or comment. Father Meyer and I, we hear all the time, you know, oh my gosh, you know, you had 7 Christmas masses. You guys didn't get any sleep. How do you guys do it? Well, here's a secret. We get about 5 hours of sleep about twice a year. Other than that, we get about 7 hours of sleep. My parents who I'm the oldest of 11, they never got 5 hours of sleep for 30 straight years, right? And so again, and I know most of you as parents don't get any sleep or hardly any sleep along the lines of my parents, right? And so again, I think it's just important to recognize we really appreciate all of you who are striving to live marriage, striving to raise your families in the teachings in line with the Catholic Church. And so again, know that Father Meyer and I are very inspired by all of you, right? I think you guys obviously lay down your lives for each other, and it's not perfect. You know, I think it's obviously messy. The Holy Family wasn't perfect, but yeah. So anyway, just know that we are really moved by your families. And even if you're a widow or a widower, I go to nursing homes a lot. And I just tell people, because they're pretty depressing places. And so I think a lot of times the devil is telling these elderly people, well, you know, your life might have had a purpose before, but it doesn't have any purpose now. Why don't you? So the devil's obviously telling these people a lot of lies. But again, I go in and I tell them, your prayers mean infinitely, have an infinite value, right? You can be praying for people. I think a lot of times in our American culture, we think that we have to be doing something in order to be effective. But that's a lie, you know, that the devil is always whispering to us. And especially, again, I think widowers and widows. So everybody that is striving to live their Catholic faith, you guys are all just inspirations to me and Father Meyer. And so thank you again. For your willingness to lay down your lives for each other, for your children, for your spouses. It's beautiful to see. And me and Father Meyer are just infinitely thankful for all the different forms that our families in our parish take. And again, just all of the elderly people and the widows and widowers, we'd just like to say thank you to all of you. And so know of our prayers for you, and please continue to pray for us.